It is time this evening to talk cars, and I have come to somewhere that has a lot of very, very beautiful cars. I've come to Stirling Motors at their brand new showroom. It's on the Thorpe Arch Industrial Estate, and with two people, and with Martin and Stuart. Hello, both of you.
Hello. Hello.
Let's, first of all, before we talk about everything that Stirling Motors do, let's talk favourite cars in this showroom, because they are some gorgeous ones. I do know a little bit about cars, but correct me if I'm wrong. So we've got a Land Rover Defender in here. That's very nice. They're quite rare now, aren't they, Land Rover Defenders?
Yeah, they're definitely going up in money at the moment. There's more and more of them modified as well, and they're becoming quite a niche product. Very, very popular, especially in this area in North Yorkshire.
Yeah, they're very Lara Croft Tomb Raider, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
We've got some Range Rovers over there. We've got a Range Rover Sport. We've got an Aston Martin. What's the Aston Martin over there?
Aston Martin's the DB11, finished in white. Looks absolutely amazing. Probably one of the best looking cars in the showroom, I have to say.
Yeah, I've heard that you're going to give me that on the way out, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, if I drive, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. We've got some Ferraris as well. That looks like a retro Ferrari there. What's that?
That's a Ferrari 308 GTS. That's my favourite car in the showroom.
Is it?
Oh, yes. I'm a big Ferrari guy. Absolutely loved them from about the age of four. Always been obsessed with them. Posters on the walls a lot.
Does it look a bit like Knight Rider in a way?
A little bit, because it's in black, although Ferrari should be in red. But it's just all about the flip lights. You know, it all went wrong with car design when, you know, they stopped doing flip lights, really, for me. Yeah.
What about you, Martin? Have you got a favourite car in the showroom? And tell me about it.
I'm a big Porsche fan, to be honest, so I'd have to go for the Porsche 911 991 GTS.
Which one is that? Take me to that. Oh, that's right in front of you. Okay. It's very slick, isn't it? And you've got a bigger Porsche over there. Is that a Cayenne?
That's a Macan.
Macan. Close. Very close. So we have mainly talked then about some really quite fancy pants cars in here, and they are well worth a look round. But it is important to say that it's not just high-end cars that you do. So if somebody is after something that's a little less money, or perhaps somebody's just learning to drive, you can also sort that out for them.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you kind of do, sort of, ever done a whole family and kitted them out with cars?
I once had a customer who came to us, who walked through the door and started by buying himself a Porsche Panamera. And then by the time he left, he'd bought his wife a car, his father-in-law a car, and his dad a car. So he ended up leaving buying four cars.
I wish I was in his family.
Yeah, I do as well.
We've mainly talked about used cars, but there are ways that people can get brand new cars through you as well.
That's predominantly what the business started off doing, and the used cars was a bit of a byproduct, really. So yeah, any make and model of car or van, we can wrap finance packages around it.
What about if somebody has a car to sell?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we do try and push here is to help people and give them guidance regarding which avenue to go down to sell the cars. With our expertise and our advertising, our photography, and where we really like to place cars, we can help people get their cars all over the UK in front of the right people.
And tell me a little bit about your move then, because you were a little bit further afield before. You've now arrived on the Thorpe Arch Industrial Estate, which actually reminds me of learning to drive. I don't know if you're allowed or not, but I definitely learnt to drive for the first time around the Thorpe Arch Industrial Estate. So it's got a lot of memories. But tell me about the move and whereabouts you are and what's different about this showroom to your last one.
I think the big thing about it is it's just a nicer environment to be in, which I guess the business deserves. Where we were privileged to have quite a lot of space, but at the same time, with the kind of cars that we do sell, we just needed to step it up that little bit, being in the right place for people to find us as well.
Well, it is a beautiful looking showroom. Of course, you are online as well, so I presume if somebody just searches Stirling Motors, they will find you. If they do want to come along to have a look at the cars, you're on Ashway on the Thorpe Arch Industrial Estate. Stuart and Martin, thank you.
No problem, thank you.